Welcome back to Compliments to the Chef. I'm your host, Nancy.
And I'm your host, Bits.
And it's chocolate week in the tent, week five, everybody. We are excited to discuss this episode with you. Thoughts on the excitement of chocolate week, Bits?
Oh, I dug it.
Ooh.
I dug it. We got the golden ticket. I'm surprised they haven't done anything with Willy Wonka ever.
It's got to be trademarked, right?
Yeah. Who knows?
They are not getting wonked in the tent.
No, they weren't getting wonked.
They are super straight edged. But okay, before we start, one, I want to give an update because I had said, I think like 2 weeks ago, I would double check this, but I want to give an update on our counters. This season, we are only counting one thing.
Dedication.
The use of orange in bakes. And so this week we had one orange instance. So if we add this week's orange, we have seen 13 uses of orange.
Good Lord.
That is crazy.
That's just – it's just such an unappealing flavor combination to me. Yeah. Or I guess it's not always with chocolate. That's true.
Citrus and chocolate is really weird. I do like chocolate and orange, don't get me wrong, but I don't like it that much.
No, I think it's weird. Like I think it just – I don't like it. No. Love citrus desserts. So
yes,
that's good.
That is
okay.
Good.
Well, like 13 though. I don't know. You know.
Yeah. Okay. The next thing I want to go over. You know what? I'm saving this for judgy table. Never mind.
Oh, nice.
Ooh, it's gonna be a silly one, potentially culturally insensitive, but you know, stick around and find out.
Buckle up.
Okay. Any leftovers this week?
Nothing. We left it on the table.
Oh, hell yeah. Well, then let's begin.
Nancy, I know we shouldn't like refer back to leftovers since we're now in this in the you know main event of our episode.
We just said we have none.
I know, but it reminded me of a famous story in my family, which is when I said, oh, he left it all on the table, it jogged my memory. We had my dad took my brother and I out to this really nice restaurant. We were home once. This was probably 10 years ago. And my brother insisted on ordering like this really nice steak, you know, like the most expensive thing on the menu. And then, of course, he didn't finish it. And we leave the restaurant, he's got the steak, and he sets the steak on top of the car to like get into the car to fix something or whatever. And we're pulling out of this restaurant and we pull through the intersection. It's like, you know, it's like night and there's like a huge four-way intersection. And you just, Taylor's like, oh shit. And you look back in the intersection and there's just this like steak tray, like trail of steak on the ground. And my dad's like, are you kidding? He was so mad. So anyways, but it is like a thing where you leave the leftovers on the table, but oh my God, Nancy. Well, I guess we did have some leftovers. All joking aside.
Yeah.
And dessert in front of us to the center. Okay. What are your amuse-bouche reactions? Okay. To this segue.
My amuse-bouche reaction is that somehow for the first time in 16 seasons, it's not the hottest day of the year in a heat wave on chocolate week.
Excuse me, Mother Nature.
Like, I actually think we saw some rain, which is probably really good for
yes.
the temperature in the tent. So I was relieved to see that the weather cooperated this season.
Yes.
Because I know I've said this before, like, I don't understand why the elements of weather are somehow such a big part of this competition. I just don't think it's fair. We need to climate control this competition.
Yeah.
And so I was happy that particularly for this week that we got off scot-free.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting that, like, I'm sure at one point the tent was really just a budget issue. Like, they just couldn't afford anything else. But it became a character of its own, and now they're kind of stuck with it.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, my thoughts on this episode, again, I had a great time.
10 out of 10. Would do it
yeah,
again.
Yeah, this was a good ep. I thought the challenges were good. I particularly loved how weird the showstopper was.
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, sorry. I need to downgrade my rating. Honestly, I think I'd give it, because I had such a fun time in the Signature and Showstopper, I'll give it an 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
But I was not happy with the technical.
Oh, okay. I'm excited to talk about it. But let's chat Signature mm-hmm. first mm-hmm. before we get mm-hmm. there. Mm-hmm. This week's Signature had the bakers baking up some chocolate mousse cups. It has to have a baked element. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm not going to lie. Mousse is not my favorite thing in the world.
Oh, I love mousse. I'm so surprised by that because pudding is one of your favorite things in the world.
I love pudding.
And they are adjacent treats.
They are, but I find that mousse sometimes is almost too – it lacks like the – I don't know what it is about it. It just is like kind of like too airy and too – I don't know. You know what I did like, though? I used to like those, like, whipped yogurts. Did you ever have those? Like,
yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, my God. I love those.
The, like, Danone ones?
Yeah, yeah. Is it Danone?
Well, it's a German company. It's actually Danone.
But I think people say Danone here.
I think the American brand is Danone.
Okay. Maybe. Excuse me, Danone.
We're gonna need to leftover Danone versus Danone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The end. Noted for next week. I love a mousse. I really do. My mom used to make really good chocolate mousse, and we'd have it in the fridge, and we'd just like take a spoonful.
Oh,
yum yum, yum 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 yum. But okay, so to put a finer point on it, they had to make chocolate mousse filled chocolate cups. Loved this.
Yeah.
They did not shy away from the chocolate this episode. No, I really appreciated that. And their cups had to include one baked element. To quote Paul, what's not to like?
The orange.
The orange. Yeah. Okay, that's a good place to start. Toby made a chocolate orange mousse in an orange-shaped
ball.
What's it called? Mold. And he really struggled. The headline is he sort of struggled this whole episode. Chocolate perhaps is not his medium of choice. Mm-hmm. But he also pulled off creating the molds with like 15 minutes to go. He remade them. That was dramatic.
It was crazy. And they were meant to look like oranges, right?
Yes, they were.
Okay. They like didn't, but that's okay. They were orange.
He failed, but whatever. Nice try. Is pretty much what you just said.
Good for you.
Good for you, I guess.
His mousse could have set a little bit longer. They did like his flavors. Mm-hmm. You know, that was like kind of a theme. A lot of people had mousse set. Yeah, mousse. Nadia also. I actually loved the sound of Nadia's, the white chocolate pistachio with beans.
Oh, yeah.
I like that she went white chocolate. I think she was the only person that went white chocolate in this.
Yes, she was the only person who went white chocolate this round. Yes, I, in general, white chocolate doesn't make me dance in my pants.
Right.
I don't think that's a phrase. But yeah, hers looked formidable. I was confusing Nadia with Natalia. This was very much my speed. A berry compote.
Oh, yeah.
Chocolate sponge. Dark chocolate mousse.
In a mug?
Sign me up. Berries and chocolate, a perfect combination.
Are you the one that doesn't like eating out of mugs, though?
Correct, Bits. I do not like eating out of mugs.
But you
think that mugs should not be for food.
Yeah. I use mugs to make dressing, but I think for this, though.
I would have eaten out of this mug because it's an edible mug.
And then you would have eaten the mug. That mug, yeah.
Precisely.
Also, Doug Leslie's. Also rocking a mug.
Oh, Leslie had a fun week. I was really excited about Leslie.
Yeah. Yeah, like this is honestly like where it gets interesting for somebody like Leslie, who you know it's just is so their skill is just so much depth of experience that, you know, she's coming with the shortbread recipe. She's coming with this recipe. Like she just knows how to make the basics where I think when you're a younger baker or just less experienced, you kind of just trip and fall a bit. She was I was having a fun time with her.
She was crushing it. There were her chocolate mousse, chocolate cup had many, many, many components. Like it took 3 minutes for her to get every component out. And she made a tiramisu mousse cup with caramelized bananas and a chocolate spoon and praline and a this and a that and fairy dust on top. In general, I think that they were impressed with the flavors, but there was too much going on and the mousse right. was a bit hidden.
Yes.
Can't
yes,
hide
yes,
your mousse,
yes.
Leslie.
Let it shine.
Let it shine. But I would eat this.
I would eat this too. The other one I really – we had a lot of like cups, which yeah. makes sense given the challenge. Ian's was so cool to me, the chalice.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's very you. You oh, are a medieval knight at heart.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, very like – it was like pewter. It was cool.
Yeah. Ian's a cool guy. I really
I
like his
bet,
vibe.
Yeah.
He's a little weirdo, but he really plays into everything I like.
I completely agree. I feel like he makes weird choices. I'm here mm-hmm. for it. Can I say something that may be controversial? Maybe I'll save it for my judgy table.
Save it. I'm so
I'm
excited.
I'm
going to
save it because we haven't had one in a while.
Locked
yes.
and loaded.
Anyways, so let's check in on my boy Aaron.
Oh.
Aaron, fantastic balance.
I love this man.
Prue, he has won over Prue. I think yep. Prue is like a fan. They love the look of this. Okay, we had two coffees in the tent.
Two identical ideas, which were these right. mini like cappuccino cups, essentially.
One had the lid.
One had the lid, one didn't. But it was the lidless coffee cup that got the handshake, the second wow. handshake of the season. Tom receives it again. So he's touched the hands of Paul Hollywood twice.
Wow.
That's got to be a stinky hand.
What if
he's
he has like
it.
The limpest handshake ever?
Paul?
Yeah.
You know what's funny is I was...
Or his hands are just soaking wet. Or something just like super bizarre. Or he has one of those things, you know, when you like shake someone's hand and it like zaps you. That would actually be a really funny gimmick for him to do once.
Oh my god.
How's that hand treating you, Paul? Oh my god.
I was actually thinking about my handshake recently. I don't think I have a particularly firm handshake. Do you?
I think I do. I got a very firm handshake though today.
On a Sunday?
Yeah, on a Sunday. On the day of rest.
Are you shaking on a Sunday?
My husband and I, Alex and I, went to JG Melons for lunch.
You went to Melons today?
Yeah, we did. It was so fun. And I shook the bartender's hand because he's friends with mm-hmm. our mutual friend Grace.
He's such a nice guy.
He had a great handshake.
Sometimes if someone shakes my hand too hard, I like can't move it. Like it sort of makes my hand short circuit and I know I give a limp fish.
Yeah, yeah.
Like has someone ever grabbed your hand so hard that you can't grab back?
Yeah, and your fingers kind of like curl.
Yeah. I also have really tiny hands. I was actually just recently given the advice to like not – like to move my hand closer to the person's wrist as opposed to – because my hands are so short that my fingers, like, don't reach the end of most people's hands.
Mm-hmm.
I got little stubby sausage fingers.
It's pretty weird. That's an interesting thing to think about.
Someone once asked me if I was sick because my fingers were so sausagey.
Whoa. That's kind of mean. That's pretty rude.
Yeah, you know the person, too.
Ugh.
I won't name her name on the pod. Ooh. We'll continue on. Anyway, okay, have we spoken about everyone? We got Ian, Leslie, Toby, Jasmine. Okay, if I had to pick, honestly, the Natalia one sounded really good because of the berries, but if I had to pick a second one to eat, it would have been Jasmine's.
See, I don't, with the hazelnut.
I don't like hazelnut. It doesn't.
I don't want that.
And her ganache was really shiny and beautiful.
Ganache. All right, let's talk about the technical because you've got feelings. What was the technical this week, Nancy?
So
break it down.
The technical was a white chocolate tart that had a shortbread crust.
Mm-hmm.
And then, for reasons I truly do not understand, the bakers were given, quote, artistic license to add any flavors that they wanted to it and to decorate it how they please. under the gingham pantry. They were allowed, yeah. There was essentially Top Chef style pantry of food in front of them, and they could finish their white chocolate tarts however they desired.
Yes.
This is not a technical. I'm sorry. If you give everyone artistic license to do something different, there is no level playing field here. There is not. And that is the point of the technical, that everybody is starting from the same place with the same information. That is not true if you add that 50% of the challenge, you can bring in knowledge from other things that you absolutely know how to do. There's no equality in judging. Like, how are they supposed to judge someone who
it's a signature with no practice?
Exactly. Very well put. And I just, maybe Paul and Prue were fighting over what the signature challenge was, and this was the compromise to do this weird technical thing. But it just – it didn't feel like a technical to me. And you know me. I love a technical bake. I love to see them struggle. I love to see them have to use their knowledge to solve a problem. And this just didn't do that for me.
Yeah. I completely agree. It was fun to watch because it was fun to see the different ways people took it. But that, again, is what the signature is for. Mm-hmm. And it's also – I have to imagine that there's some idea out there – you know, make like 12 identical chocolate bars, anything.
Anything.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And then to have to rank them, it just doesn't work, you know?
Exactly. It just, you lose the conceit of a technical if you inject an element of artistic license. The whole point is that it's supposed to conform to a single source. Original source of information.
You hear that?
You hear that,
Paul Hollywood?
I am displeased. But let's talk about how they actually did it.
Oh, boy.
So in order from bottom to top, first we had Nadia, whose shortbread crust was under.
Yo, thick as hell.
Thick.
I'm like,
and she did it twice.
Girl, she had to go with her first one, but the second one wasn't any thinner. It was just less baked. So
yeah, she didn't
change.
That
wasn't the thing she thought she messed up. Yeah.
Correct.
Crazy.
So she was on the bottom. Then we had Ian, whose pastry was undercooked. And then we had Natalia, who did a passion fruit. Finish on hers. Casing was too thick, bad concept and execution, they say.
Loose mousse.
Yeah, also they did a white chocolate mousse. They just had a mousse challenge.
Yeah. Dumb.
I don't understand. To me, this felt like they messed up and they had two different ideas for the signature, honestly.
Yeah, and they just, yeah. I agree.
Okay, next up we have Toby, who's really struggling this week. His issue was that his chocolate was not tempered properly and the whole thing fell apart. Then we had Tom, who's not normally in the middle, but it's fine. He was safe. He did like a berries with basil situation.
Yeah, and Prue was like, it's interesting, but it's not delicious. And that, you know what that reminded me of, Nancy?
What?
Top Chef finale, when they were kind of debating, like Tristan's like, is this
dessert
good or interesting? Like, do I like this or not? I don't know. Mm-hmm. That to me just harkened back.
An infamous comment from Richard Blaise.
Yeah.
One that kind of still haunts me.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I go to these like trendy restaurants and I have to ask, is this interesting or is it good?
Yes.
Sometimes I don't mind if it's more interesting than good.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about that either.
Like, it's not the desired outcome, but if I have a meal that sort of makes me curious, that's not the worst outcome. That's better than a bad meal.
Yeah, I think it's like – it seems to be a requirement of that situation that nobody else finds it good either. Like, it's not like you can be the one person that finds it interesting when everybody else is like, no, it's actually just good. You know what I mean? It just, because then it feels like it's like a personal preference versus an objective, I don't know. Anyway,
listen to our coverage of the Top Chef finale, and then maybe go back and watch every Top Chef season that we've covered and just hang out with us for a while in our element because...
Literally never leave.
We're really good at covering Top Chef, and we love it. But we also love Great British Bake Off. So finishing this off, we have Aaron in third. Aaron also did a passion fruit. It was not filled to the top, but alas. And then Jasmine did a dark chocolate, raspberries, and mascarpone cream. This to me sounded great because it was a dark chocolate tart instead of a white chocolate tart. So I respected the attempt to eschew white chocolate in her dessert, but unfortunately it was not the challenge. And then on top, we have Miss Leslie.
Ooh, I love to see that. Hers was the one I would want to eat most by mile.
It sounded so good. I mean, as they said, it was essentially key lime pie, which I love.
Love key lime pie. I almost didn't order that today. I saw it on the menu, though. I saw a key lime pie on the menu today.
At JG Melons.
Yes. That's the worst story I've ever told. I saw that listed on a menu today.
I saw it and I didn't order it.
Well, yeah, this was a stupid...
I can definitely think of some way lamer stories that you've told me before.
Yeah, I'm not very good. I don't do this much anymore. And I do think it's a product of just like talking a lot more, talking, you know, the pod and talking a lot at work. But I used to just cut myself off mid-story and be like, I don't want to tell this anymore. Or like, it's not worth it. Which I haven't done in a while, but and maybe I need to bring that back is what I'm learning. Okay, well, this technical, fine. I don't love, like, also white chocolate ganache, like, kind of is disgusting to me. You know
gross.
What I mean?
Gross. I don't, there was nothing really in this.
It's just, like, gloopy.
Really
it's like
me.
A layer of gloop, like, sweet gloop. I don't know.
Augustus gloop.
Yeah, get out of here. But the pièce de résistance, mm-hmm. this episode, was the showstopper because these bakers had to make a highly decorative chocolate centerpiece. They needed to have a dipping souse, and they needed a baked element. This was crazy. People made some crazy shit. I love this stuff. Like, it's fully free association. Like, what is the first object or scenario that pops in your mind when you're, like, planning for your GBBO, you know, moment in the tent? That's where I feel like Aaron doesn't play piano, made a piano, like, okay.
We're going to talk about his piano. Talk about a showstopper. My jaw to the floor.
Everyone I love so the really long legs. Yeah. Like, that's too tall. Like, that is so tall.
It was a really tall piano.
I would have been scared to, like, even try that just with the, like, fragility of it.
It was structurally precarious. Yeah. But then he fixed it. Wow. Which is fabulous. We need to wait a second to get to Aaron because his was incredible. In general, I thought that everyone was so creative. Like, even the ones that weren't executed perfectly were still so fun.
I thought Ian's was so cool. Like,
oh my gosh.
I loved that. I loved the little step stones. It just, like, looked, like, very wild and cool and, mm-hmm. like, the what I guess it's water, like, mythical liquid.
It's very whimsical, yeah.
Oh, so cool. It was the same for Natalia, too. She did, like, the last day of Pompeii. I'm, like, inspired.
Inspired. Look, it was a historical disaster. However, it brought us this work of art. And for that, we are happy.
Oh, my God. And, like, she even had, like, columns, like, broken up, like... Did you happen to catch which column type that was?
It was an Ionic column.
Okay.
It wasn't Doric and it wasn't Corinthian. But
yeah.
When she, like, started laying those columns out, oh my
crazy.
Gosh. I was obsessed with hers. It made me want to read more about Pompeii. You know,
I had a huge Pompeii phase.
Why doesn't that surprise me in the slightest?
There was that movie, right? There was, like, a movie that came out.
There was. There
maybe
was.
We should have a movie night. There's so many others on the list. We need to, like, start with Jurassic Park and then we can watch whatever movie we're thinking about with Pompeii.
Jurassic Park is a lifelong pursuit for me.
Yeah. Never. It'll happen eventually.
Yes. Other ones that really stood out to me. Let's see, besides Aaron's, which was obviously incredible. The I'm looking at my list of things because they were all just so fun. Well, Tom's lighthouse was incredible. Yeah. It was so tall.
Very tall. Love the ocean scene. Yeah, he is that guy, you know, just always prepared. Like he comes prepared for class.
Yes.
I thought it was funny. Like, okay, so we Tom's is great. Toby's doing like a camping theme, but he doesn't really camp. And then like part of it was just like the cake. It was just like a white box. Like yes. That didn't really – wasn't part of anything, right?
Correct. And then it was a fondue pot on top of the box. But here's the thing. Even though this sort of fell apart and unfortunately he didn't get very great marks on it, it was still so cool.
Yeah. I liked it. I think it would have been cool if you turned that into like a fish tackling box or something.
Oh. Tackle box. That would have been cute.
Yeah. You have like little like – you know, lures and anyways, you can have that one for free, Toby.
Nadia's tiramisu shoe. Her tiramisu. Oh, yeah.
Tiramisu.
I love a pun.
Did she only get one shoe out? Is that why there was only one on?
Was she trying to do two? I thought that there was only supposed to be one, but it broke in the mold or whatever.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know.
A little wobbly.
I maybe need to go back and watch the game tape. But her
I don't think you do. I don't think it's that important.
I will not. But she really pulls it off in the Showstopper, even though I understand this week the shoe wasn't placed right and she had some issues. Yeah. Flavor-wise, it was delicious.
Yeah, the tempering of the chocolate too. Hers was definitely the shiniest.
Definitely. She's got really good bones and like good foundations.
Yes.
She just sometimes falls flat and it breaks my heart because I just vibe with her. I really like her energy.
Yes, 100%.
Okay, the two singing success stories this round. One, Aaron. Two, Jasmine. Whom would you like to speak about first?
We talked quite a bit about Aaron. I mean, what else do we want to add to Aaron's piece?
Oh, there's so much to talk about Aaron's. Okay, are you kidding me?
Let's talk.
That the body of the piano held the sauce. Incredible.
Yeah.
The biscuits that he made, the Florentines, the cherry chocolate sauce, all of it, I was in love with this. Yeah. This is – I want to commission him to make this for my dad's birthday because it just would be the perfect – like a molten piano full of chocolate, what could be more perfect?
Nothing.
Nothing, to quote Paul. But okay, let's talk about Jasmine, who received the elusive – Showstopper handshake.
Whoa.
Yeah, so she made this tiered tower. It actually didn't represent any like form in nature. It was just a tower, I think.
Yeah, it was like
was
fountain.
There more of a story behind it?
I don't think so.
But she just executed it flawlessly.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty remarkable to see. And you know, she just really pulled it off with all that fruit and yummy, yummy, yummy. Oh, my God. I just love chocolate. There are very few chocolate desserts I'm not going to want. That's my issue this episode.
Uh-huh. Yes. It's a fair issue.
But anyway, wow, we're really like racing through this episode. But anyway.
I mean, we're gassed up.
We're gassed up about chocolate. But so we come to the end and I'm very excited that Aaron wins Starbreaker this week.
Me too, finally.
Finally. Interesting that neither of the people who got handshakes won Starbreaker. What did you
make
of that?
Yeah. I mean, that is kind of interesting. I didn't even think about that. That's a little interesting. I mean, they must have just been like so mid. I think he just was like excel, excel, excel. And they were sort of like meet expectation, like. Double Excel? I don't know. Yeah.
I think that's very well put. And Jasmine's gotten it twice in a row. I think that maybe they're...
That's flattering.
It wasn't well put.
No, it was not.
I need the listeners to know that I need the listeners to know that I took like sort of a gravity-defying, dimension-bending nap right before we recorded this. And I am... fully like on another planet. So I'm sorry if, you know, this hasn't been the most eloquent episode of the pod ever. But unfortunately, my Love Island girl, Nadia, going home.
No, I don't like it at all.
I'm just a bum. I'm bummed because I love her showstoppers.
Yeah.
I'd watch her make showstoppers every week, even if she messed up the other two.
I would follow you. I would too. I think she, I don't know, she was just like a fun energy in the tent. It's always nice to have, I actually, on the whole, there isn't a contestant that doesn't like the judges, or excuse me, the host judges this season.
Oh, the host.
You know what I mean? Like, they all kind of like play ball with Noel.
Well, because, I mean, you know my theory that the host got a real talking to after last year's Nelly incident.
Oh, just like that, like they gassed her up?
No. Or, like, no, remember when what's his face broke a critical part of Nelly's bake?
Oh yeah,
her technical. What's his name? Noel.
Noel. Yeah.
And that was a really big problem for me. And I think that they've really taken a backseat to like messing with the contestants as they're baking.
Yeah.
Which I mean, happy about.
Yeah. No, I agree. I. But to bring it back to the point I was making is like, I just feel like, so good. Thanks, Nancy,
but
for that.
But if you could just like maybe focus on what I said.
Like all of the contestants are friendly and nice to the hosts in a way that in past seasons sometimes you don't get. You know, I feel like there's always some contestants that are just sort of like rude or like kind of like standoffish to them. But everybody's been very – but I say all that in the context of like Nadia leaving, because I think Nadia was like one of the best at just having a nice vibe with.
Yes. Yes. She was
the two of them.
She was bantering. She was doing it all. And it was really fun. And we will miss her. Honestly, my judgy table is like, just keep her on for fun.
Yeah.
She was a good time. But that's not actually my judgy table. Bits, do you want to do your judgy table first?
Yeah, I'll do it. I think it's going to shock you.
I love being shocked. Okay, Bits, your judgy table starts now.
Okay, I say this completely knowing that I'm a horrible baker and this is going to make me – I'm not a horrible baker. I'm not a baker like this. I'm a pretty good baker. Sorry. Anyways, what are we doing? However, I'm going to say something that might be a little bit shocking, which is I think Jasmine makes kind of boring decisions. I find her a little boring.
Go on.
I feel like with the fountain, that's like this third, it was like, yeah, that's nice. Like, it's neat. It's always neat. That's the commentary they always give her. And I'm like, okay, like, yeah, it's neat. Yeah. But like compared to some of the other stuff that, and like, look, she got the handshake. So I'm like critiquing the thing that got the handshake this episode. But just from like a looks perspective, some of the other contestants just like did such interesting, weird shit. I just feel like she's not really taking risks. She's just like very good and she just sort of keeps being very good at what she's doing. So I don't know. I'm just kind of like bored. I don't find what she does like all that interesting.
1 minute. I actually tend to agree with you. I think that while she is clearly very talented, I mean, she's a type A med student. I don't expect her to be pulling in weird stuff.
That's like, true.
Ian is a little weirdo. Yeah, and so he's making crazy like nymph grottos out of chocolate. And she made a chocolate fountain. I am not surprised that she didn't go to the nymph grotto.
That's what I would call if I ever like lived with a bunch of girls again. That would be like a great name for like the apartment.
The nymph grotto. Honestly, did I just invent the happiest place on earth?
Maybe. That's a great name. All right. But Nancy, thank you for being so kind to my unkind judgy table.
Now that you've verbalized that thought, I am sort of on your side. I hadn't really thought about it, but it's out in the world and I can't unhear it.
Yeah, you can't unhear it, can't unsee it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Nancy, your judgy table starts now. I hate the way British people pronounce chocolate. I can't stand it. Oh, the chocolate. Like, I think ever since Ever since fucking Harry Potter came out when we were in like fourth grade, and I like British kids be like, it's that hard C, the oh my god, it is so, I hate it. It grosses me out so much. Watching this episode was really difficult for me because there's like chocolate, and like some of the accents are way worse than others. But all of them are bad. I don't like the way any of them say it. It just sends shivers down my spine. I don't like it. It's just really guttural. And it's like, it's almost like a rich kid taunting you, like chocolate fingers. I don't know. Yeah, I really can't. That's my, I have nothing else to say other than like linguistically, we need to fix this part of the British accent because I'm done.
This is a perfect one. This one's, this is perfect.
Thank you.
Yeah, no notes. It is kind of weird. It is weird. Chocolate. French people say it really well and British people just do not.
How do French people say it?
Chocolat.
Chocolat. Yeah, that is just beautiful.
But like, chocolat. It is. It's like, yeah, it's like.
It's like the sound that a horse's hoof
makes. Yeah,
like,
clopping around.
I don't
care for it either.
Look, I'm not saying that my accent is like the most musical thing to anyone's ears. Chocolate. Horrible. Like, I will horrible eventually. Chocolate. Yeah, I will eventually become the shrill Jewish grandmother, and I look forward to that day. However, in the meantime, I will insult the way British people say chocolate.
Someone's gotta.
Chocolate, that's how I say it. Anyway.
Chocolate.
Get your chocolate here. So that's all I've got to offer this episode.
Hey, that's plenty.
That's plenty. Well, we're full. I'm actually going to go eat some dessert. I need to.
Some chocolate.
Some chocolate. Oh, anyway, listeners, thanks for tuning in. I promise to be a little more awake next time. And we'll see you next week on Compliments to the Chef.
Bye.